this evening. And we're going to start off this evening telling you a little something about hemlining. See, as we down through the years, we have learned that there's a hem for every occasion. The hem that we are about to sing, "Oh, for the death of those who slumber in the Lord," that's a hem for the rites of passage. That's a hem for when you lost a loved one and they're being funeralized. And we call it a hem for the rite, R-I-T-E, of passage. And we like for people to know why we are singing what we are singing. We have song, we have a hem for when you're sad. Father, when you need help, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. We have hymns for when you're happy. What a friend we have in Jesus. And we have a hymn for those that just love him. And we do. And so we are going to come to you now with hymn number 633. Frank said that's a short meter. And we ask that you join in. It's call and response. You don't have to know it. Just listen to what we say. Oh, for the death of those who slumber in the Lord. Oh, be like theirs my last repose, like theirs my last reward. Their bodies in the ground in silent hope may lie, till the last trumpet joyful sound shall call them to the sky. Their ransomed spirits soar on wings of faith and love, to meet the Savior they adore and reign with him above. Oh, for the death of those who slumber in the Lord. Oh, be like theirs my last repose, like theirs my last reward. The rites of passage. Oh, for the
soul on the way.
and reign with him above. To me, the slumber in the law. Oh, sometime you may have a question. We don't mind stopping and answer a question. Our next hymn will be a common meter. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank. Of that life-giving stream, my thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, my morn shall rise, and all the day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. So in the light of life I'll walk, till traveling days are done. Mm-hmm. This is what the hymnologist, this hymn is a hymn of security. The hymnologist wrote this hymn. And this is to help us feel secure in the Lord. And as I first stated, this is another hymn for a different occasion. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. I heard the oh. to Jesus as I was weary and worn and sad. I came to Jesus as I was weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me. Of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. I heard the voice of Jesus say, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. The living water thirsty one, stoop down and drink. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. I came to Jesus and I drink. Oh, thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world, light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be right, bright. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and I look to to Jesus and I found in him my star, my son. I look to Jesus and I found in him my star, my son. So of life I'll walk till traveling days are done. So in the light of life I'll walk till traveling before Frank come with our next hymn, I've asked him that to tell you the story of this hymn, and I'd ask that you listen, and listen well, because God is an amazing God. Frank.
This song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Now when John Newton wrote this song, he was a slave trader. At 11 years old, John Newton left home and he went and started working with his father as a seaman on his ship. And when his father became too old, John Newton took over the ship. And he started running from all through West Africa, gathering slaves to be sold to the United States and all around. But one day, as he was just offloaded a cargo of slaves, he was on the way back home to England, and he ran into a storm. And a friend of his gave him this book called The Invitation to Christ. And he started reading this book because it seemed like everything would be lost. It was so rough that he thought that the ship was going to sink. And from that, God turned his life around. He disbelieved, and his disbelief was not to go in to these different South African countries and get slaves to be sold again. He started teaching those slaves how to read, how to write. At the age of 39, he was encouraged by two writers, the two brothers named John and Charles Wesley. And he started preaching. At the age of 39, he started preaching. And he started preaching repent about all the stuff that he had did before in the past. He had done in the past, but slave trading. And when he died, but just before he died, at 82, he told his congregation that his memory is getting short. But he said two things he remembered. He might not remember everything, but two things he remembered. He said he is a sinner and Jesus is a savior. And that's amazing grace. Now, if you think about comparison, you can think about Jonah in the Old Testament. When Jonah, God sent Jonah to Nineveh to tell his people about all their sinful ways. And you know the story, Jonah disobeyed God. Instead of going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish. But he had to go to Joppa to catch the ship. And when he went to Joppa to catch the ship, then he encountered some storm. And their ship was about to go down. And he asked them to toss him over the sea. And they tossed him over the side. And a fish swallowed him up. And he prayed to God that he would, if he just let him do his will, that he would just go ahead and do what God already commanded him to do in the beginning. So God did what did act. He answered Jonah's prayer, and then Jonah went on to Nineveh like God told him to do. And that's comparison to me about John Newton and what he did to slaves, and when he ran into a storm. And every time I think about this song, Amazing Grace, that's what I think about. How someone, when we're talking about all these writers, each one of these writers here, they were ministers. Okay, they became ministers. Some of them were deacons, and then they became ministers. And every song that they wrote came from the Bible. If you look, for instance, like Amazing Grace, you check John, the first chapter in John, 16 and 17, verse 16 and 17. Then Romans, the fifth chapter, the 20th and 21st verse, you'll find something about amazing grace. Okay? So that's the story on amazing grace. And now we will sing Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
My one, oh Lord, but now I'm found, was blind, but now.
To fear, and grace my fear relieved.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace
pleasure did that grace appear. The hour I first believed,
how precious did that grace appear. The
I guess they can hear the music.
She kicks on those, not my lady.
maybe we can wait for you.
I don't think we have enough time.
Yeah, that might take months.
It's okay, we're all together here.
Huh? Ready?
How many times?
You know, they hand me clear liquid right now.
These guys drift off. They're
waiting on us?
They're
waiting on us?
They're easier.
They don't do the wham bang.
Ready?
Okay, fingers.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that.
Okay, good. I got four codes.
Yeah.
But you can't see them.
What are we doing?
G. Some G tune. I'll have to pick a G tune.
What do you got left on there?
I don't have anything in G. It's blah blah.
What would work best on you? You got to change your string.
Four times one. Yeah, I can't.
I know. But you got your new one.
Y'all be fine.
You know that sound when you marry?
Yeah.
And you play it?
Yeah.
It's ringing. Yeah.
Four times one. Four times.
Tell a joke.
Ready? Yeah.